girly quiz. Makeup man's interior. How will Dave do? Will he need you?
Come on, ladies, let's get crazy.
Sometimes I get very, like, confused. So I'm like, that's mad that Keendra Crowe sings that
song. I know,
song.
Yeah. It's great, it's crazy. Quiz. Woke king. If he heard to women.
If he heard how many times we play that, he'd be demanding so much.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, don't tell him. Welcome on into the girly quiz. We do this every week with Dave. So far in 2026, he's had one win and one loss. Unfortunately, it's a bit of a level playing field rather than a trajectory of loads of losses.
So let's change that.
Yeah, let's try to do that. We have three questions to get through this week, but he does have some help along the way.
Yes, he has his Simplify, which is a bit like a 50-50 from Who Wants to Be a Millionaire fame. And of course, he has his phone. A female on to play is Saoirse today.
How are you, Saoirse?
Hi, Saoirse.
Hi, how are you?
Not too bad. Saoirse, you know my question. What is it where you shine? Is it beauty, health, body parts?
Oh, God.
Whatever else women do.
Maybe beauty, but also I'm not sure. So okay. Just try to get the question right, maybe.
Okay.
That's perfect.
Listen, that sounds good to me. Maybe just beauty, but you could be a Jackie of all trades, and yeah. I appreciate that.
There's no doubt about it. Dave will be back in touch with you. And just to note, it is obviously 29. Kids not in school yet.
Yes, and some of the questions today could verge into waters unknown. They could be a little bit juicy. So this is your fair warning. If there's conversations you're maybe not ready to have with little ears in the car, just have that finger gently hot. Hovering over the dial.
And if you're a kid and you do hear something and your mum or dad is cool enough to let you listen to this, don't go asking questions after, right?
Just Google it.
Just Google it yourself in your own time.
And don't ask them because you'll embarrass them. So don't ask your mum or dad listening what this is.
Going off to
I don't even know what the questions are, but they don't want to hear your questions.
What we will say is question three might be the big one today to keep an eye out for parents. Okay, so here we go. Crack on with question one.
All right, Dave. Question one on this week's girly quiz.
Every week I'm like, how are we back here?
I know.
We'll be here forever. Tasman, short, and Scuffet are all types of what?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Now, okay, see, I have
A theory.
But it is very bold and could get me cancelled.
Okay, just be careful with your wording. You'll be fine.
No, I don't think I'm going to say it.
Can you give us a hint as to what you're getting at?
You said
Tasman, short, and Scuffet.
What are you going to say?
Scuffet. I'm like, and it's the girly quiz.
Scuffet.
It's not cleaning products, is it?
Was that your guess, or were you just trying something?
Sorry. Don't stop everything.
No, why don't I get it?
If there's a scuff on your shoe or something.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
And you wipe it off. He's
How
like,
is, that
is it a brand? Well, like, is it to associate like cleaning products with girly?
Oh.
Sexism.
You get out, Dave.
Yeah, right, we're
mad
at you,
actually. Love to. okay, go through them.
Tasman.
Short.
And Scuffet are all types of what?
I would imagine probably a skirt. But I don't know. Could it be beauty? Maybe I go to Saoirse. No, do you know what? I think I'll save Saoirse, if that's okay. Saoirse, I'm sorry. I know you probably want to get to work, but this is more important. So I'm going to go 50-50 on this.
Okay, all right. Entering Simplify mode. Tasman, short, and Scuffet are all types of what?
Tasman, I've never even heard of.
Is it A, Uggs? Or is it B, nail shapes?
Tasman.
Short. And Scuffet.
All right. I don't think you'd randomly come up with Uggs. I think it's Uggs, but I'm going to be fuming if I'm wrong. final answer. Sorry, one more time.
Okay, it's Tasman. It's short. It's Scuffet. They're all
short,
types of
short
what?
Nails. That'd be pointless. Let's go with Uggs.
Final answer.
Yes!
Well,
oh, thank God. Come on.
Very, very good, Dave. Well done.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that does get easy once you get
I need a 20-minute break.
Because it is like, why would Uggs be in there? Okay, very good. Move on
to question number two.
Never heard of them as Uggs, like, different things of Uggs.
Well, there you go. You learned something new.
I'm not bougie enough to own real Uggs, but Fiona is.
I am.
Okay.
Slippers, like.
Get involved, Emma, for God's sake.
Here we go, Dave. What nickname is given to the sensations that can feel like labour but are not?
Oh, a nickname.
Mm.
A nickname, a false labour, like.
Yeah. Mm.
Say the question again.
What nickname is given to the sensations that can feel like labour but are not?
I don't know if this is correct because I don't think it's a nickname.
Would you say nickname, Fiona? Have I got
it's
that wrong?
Another name.
Another
Maybe
name.
It's what it's named after. Like, it could be the name.
Is this the name for what it feels like just before you give birth?
No, these
it's
are
like
false
labour. Like, you think you're going into labour, but you're actually not.
You're actually having
something.
Something else.
All right.
It's this other thing.
We're going full whack.
Oh,
full
my
confidence.
God, no way.
I think he might know
I'm
it.
Not looking at
it. And
you.
I think I know where he knows it from as well.
Final answer, contractions.
Oh.
Oh, I mean, not final answer.
You said final answer.
I didn't.
You said final answer.
I didn't. I said, let's go to Saoirse. But I would recommend it would be contractions. Saoirse, good morning. I've 30 seconds on the clock.
Sorry, I brained that. And I should have given her a reaction.
I'd love you to tell me what the hell they're talking
is
about.
Is given to the sensations that can feel like labour but are not.
I don't know if this is right, okay. But I think, like, it is contractions, but it's called Braxton Hicks.
Braxton Hicks, I've heard of this.
Yeah, so I think that's what they're talking about, but I'm not sure.
Braxton,
but that's what I'd guess.
H-I-C-K-S, Braxton Hicks.
Yeah.
Okay, you think if I say that answer that I will get a ding?
I hope.
Okay, I believe in you, Saoirse. Final answer, for real, is Braxton Hicks. Yay!
Saoirse! Well done, Saoirse.
Thank
now,
you
I would
so
say
much.
That contractions are a sign that you definitely are in
yeah,
labor.
Contractions are very real, and yeah. Contractions happen throughout real labour
yes.
as well.
I was just panicking there because Dave was saying contractions, so I was just doing a bit of fact checking during that.
That's game
they
on,
are,
then.
They are called Braxton Hicks contractions. That's on the HSE website, so if he just said contractions, I don't know what
no,
we would have.
No,
no,
because
no, no, no.
You have to specify what kind of contractions
if
they were.
If you're saying on the HSE website that Braxton Hicks contractions, then yeah. Surely you're saying they're fake contractions, yeah. Like they're yeah. Not the real
you
deal. The
You'd have to specify because contractions happen in real labour.
Well, you know. You've won yourself the €50 Just Eat voucher, Saoirse. Thank you so much.
Thanks,
well,
Saoirse.
Mine's
a 4-1.
See you later.
See you later, Saoirse.
Bye. Bye. Back on
his own.
Dave, you're on your own now. You've used up any help available to you.
Don't worry, yous will help me out in some way.
No, I'm not doing that anymore. I'm not doing that.
Right. Let's just say this to parents listening. This is the one that we had kind of mentioned. If there's ears in the car, just keep your hand on the dial. But yeah. We've obviously been conscious of our wording on this question.
We have. We've been careful. All right, Dave. Which non-sexual organ plays the biggest role in triggering a woman's completion?
Non-sexual?
Yes.
What is a sexual organ?
You tell us.
The sexual ones. The ones that are sexual.
What is... The brain? I don't know what. Say it again.
Which non-sexual organ plays the biggest role in triggering a woman's completion?
Would you not know this, Dave?
Completion.
Surely every man knows this, no?
I'm just. Do you know what instantly came to my mind is Monica and Friends going, seven.
Yeah. But you never know where she's talking about.
Oh, you know. organ. I don't know what organs are. I know one of them is the heart and. What non-sexual organ is in charge of the completion of... Oh, for the love of God.
Think about organs when you donate your body for science. What organs do you give?
You give your liver?
Yeah.
Intestines?
Oh, I don't know.
Do you want me to go through?
I shouldn't have said this.
Would you like me to go through the organs?
Please.
Oh, yeah.
The brain, the heart, the lungs, the liver, the kidneys, along with others such as the skin, the stomach and the intestines.
It has to be the brain. It has to be. That was my first guess, in fairness. I'm going to go with the brain.
Final answer?
Final answer.
Yeah! How the hell did I do that?
Breaking news. David Hammond does know how to please a woman.
On it, on it, on it. Emma, Dave and Fiona are on Spin.
Your number one hit music station.